no one else don't use that color paint painting out their land, you know. That's like International, they use aluminum. And Dirks and Weyerhaeuser, later called Weyerhaeuser, they use white house paint, just this white, real nice white house paint. Mm-hmm. Well, the Zimmerman Lumber Company, they use an orange. And it's just on and on, you know. And they've got those colors registered in the courthouse. You can go there and find out if there's somebody's land that's painted out and you don't know who it is. Maybe you want to know or something. Well, you can go find out at the courthouse who paints that color, you know.
I see.
And it was that way about their stock, you know.
So, this is new to me, too. I never heard that about marking out land with paint. Would you explain? I'm not sure exactly how that is. You mark out land with paint?
Yeah, on the trees, you know. You take a machete. That's what we always use. Take a machete and smooth this tree. Get that rough bark off, but don't go into the inner bark, but just smooth it up, and then you paint on there, and you get that in a line. It makes a pretty line, you know.
Paint
that through there, and it'll stay there. Now, I painted up Internationals in this county. I began about 5 years, 5 years before I retired, and I've been retired a little over 5 years, and those land, you can just see that paint just real good. Yeah, it's just real good there. It stays right there.
Almost,
you know.
10 years.
Yeah, uh-huh. It just stays there real good 10 years.
So there's no need to fence. You just mark your.
That's right.
Your tree.
They don't. They don't make no fence. It's just outside, you know, and you're joining the forest or joining somebody else, and if somebody else joins on this other side. Well, they come along there, you see, and use their color. You get two colors there together, you know. You know one of them's a different party, you know, and the other one's... Mm-hmm. So that's the way they kept that, and that's sort of the way they done their stock.
Stock, the same way.
That's the way they done that.
Uh-huh. Now, would you explain how you butchered the hog, or how the... how you... killed the hog, and how you cut him up, and what you used, and what kind of meat, and the different meat that you get off the hog?
Yeah, what I started to tell a while ago, and rambled just like I usually do. These parties taking the wagon, and all they taking with them was some guns, rifles. That's usually what they'd shoot a hog with, you know, a rifle. And they taking their hog dogs, and they went to the woods, and they found some of these hogs, and they killed a bunch of them. Shot them, and the dogs would bay them. When a dog overtakes them, a hog dog, well, he bays them. He just, and they'll just kind of form a circle, you know, them hogs will, and get in there, you know, and stand facing whatever the dog will barking. And he can just, well, he'll bay them, and they'll stand there, and they get up there, you know, and they'll shoot and kill some of them, and then they'll break the rest of them, well, you know, and the dog, of course, he'll have to run them away to get them. Well, they kill those hogs, and they didn't have any way, you wouldn't think, to scald a hog, you know. They had to scald them to take the hair off. And they had a shovel with them, and they found a branch out there. It made a curve around, you know, and they taken that shovel and dammed up this branch and cut it where the branch had run around this, and they had a hole of water there. And they taken their team, and they drug up a lot of logs and built a big fire